following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Yes, I need a sip of tea because, you know, the tension. Now, I'm feeling tense. I have tension in my sensitive body. One moment, please. Oh, I love green tea. Green tea just makes me tingle. I don't know what it is about green tea. Maybe it's the vodka in it. No, I don't put vodka in my green tea. Just a little gin. Oh, God, I hate gin. Ugh, feh. Gin is horrible. Gin is like drinking cologne. I do not get, although I have drunk it if I'm out of vodka, but I don't get the concept of gin. It is just the strongest, oddest flavor. Let's do this, my sweet and most wonderful loveys. We're going to move forward. We're going to push forward just like we're pushing out a baby. Ew.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't get the concept.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3959. The FO for right. The 7th of April, 2023. Y'all, coming up today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we've got the so-so question winner. We call this Good Friday. As in screwdrivers and hammers? Hammers and nails? No. As in Easter hammers, Big Fatty. If anybody knows about an Easter ham, it's you. It's true. Pork products is your middle name. Hi, everyone. I hope you're good for right. It is going well, y'all. It is... The Easter weekend, you know, it's when we celebrate the Reese's peanut butter egg being rolled away from the cave, and the giant chocolate bunny rising, visible contents only, from the Easter basket. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, I hope it's a nice weekend for you. Y'all, it's supposed to be raining. Rain. Satiny and sunny. Rainy and cold, which doesn't bode well for the Easter bonnet party that I'll be attending, hosted by Alex and Brandon on Sunday. But y'all, enough of that. That's on the Monday little show. Let's get to today's little show. Yes, Big Freddy. See, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today. Good for right. Y'all met this this person one time many moons ago. And y'all, I always get it wrong, but I believe he is turning 15 on this celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, they grow up so fast, it's true. Y'all, it is none other than the one and only Danbury Jr. Big Fatty, we Jr., he'll be drinking and driving before you know it. Well, anyway, and then on Sunday, Easter Sunday this year, we have two, and the first, met him many times at the Pride 48 down there in New Orleans. Outspoken young man for our community, and y'all, he's one of the founders and co-hosts of the Gayish little show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Gayish Kyle B.
Hey, we love Gayish Kyle.
It's true. And y'all, our last one, y'all, it seems appropriate. It seems appropriate that this celebration of exiting the birth canal falls on April the 9th because, y'all, April the 9th is National Gin and Tonic Day. Oh, Big Fatty, the old gal, she doesn't like it. Well, she'll drink it in a pinch. Big Fatty pinching a punch. You've heard him on the Natteras on the little show here. He's been on the little show. Just a very, very special person to Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, he loves the ballet, too. It's been a while since we've had a rehearsal, but he knows that. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only Young Nicholas.
Big Fatty, Young Nicholas, we love him. Big Fatty, does he still count as Young Nicholas since he's turning 30 on Sunday?
Yes, because he's still younger than all the rest of us old shits.
Yes, Big Fatty.
So, y'all, if you see Danbury Jr. or Gayish Kyle or Young Nicholas on the Twitty, the Metaspace, or the Woolly Mammoth, wish him a big old piece of cake and maybe a gin and tonic. Yeah, I guess y'all, it's been Lurker Week, and we had Brendan D-Lurk earlier in the week. Y'all, he's also sending an Axe Big Fatty question. Big Fatty, he's just come D-Lurking right out the gate. He has, and, you know, that's good. But y'all got another semi-lurker message. Big Fatty, can you speak? I can. Y'all, it's from John in the Vermont, and we don't hear from John very often, but John decided that since he's a semi-lurker, he was just gonna stick his maple syrup covered head out of the tree. And he says, good morning, Berg Party, from John in Vermont, semi-lurker. BTW, he wrote BRW, be right with you. I think it's, by the way, I have only met you in Lost Wages twice. I have not made it to the Horror Hotel yet. Love you and all that you do, John in Vermont. Well, John, first of all, thank you so much for the message, and thank you so much for the clarification. Big Fatty, Aunt Clara? No, just the clarification. And Big Fatty, you've been through clarification just like butter. Because I thought I'd met you at the Horror Hotel, but I evidently met somebody else at the Horror Hotel that I don't remember. But John and Brendan, thank you so much for participating in Lurker Week. And y'all, we'll throw another worker. Lurker, Big Fatty, just why don't you go and lurk?
Thank you.
more good for right. Hey, y'all, it's true. Let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I had a nice solid for my supper. Watched the news, watched the Jeopardy, and watched the Survivor. Y'all, it's good. It was a good episode of the Survivor. This is a good season. I like this season. And y'all, make me some popcorn. I just had the knackering for some popcorn. Oh yes, Big Fatty. So I did that, and of course, right after eating the popcorn, I was watching the Survivor, and y'all, the Cobs were kicking in. They were kicking in, and Big Fatty was like, "Oh, stay awake, Big Fatty." Y'all, I crawled in the bed a little bit about after 9 p.m. in the morning. Y'all, I didn't wake up. I didn't wake up until around 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I didn't get out of the bed till about 7:45. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Big Fatty, you really eliminated Whitman Tinker coming by to see you. It's true, I have. Anyway, y'all, got up, did my morning routine, did the puzzles, had some rye bread toast for my brofkas, and then the nip came down, and we did the nipple walk, did the big circle, Fat Acres, came back, y'all got a share, then we were off to go see Olive, because Olive needed some help with something on his computer, and so we drove over to Shady Pines and helped him with that, and had lunch with him, and y'all came back, and y'all, now I'm recording the little show, and that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy! Big Freddy is so-so time.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this rainy day.
Good morning, Poodle. You might be wondering whatever happened to that sweepstakes, the so-so question month sweepstakes. Or maybe you've forgotten all about it. I know I have, what with the excitement of Shark Week and all that. We here at the So-So Question Desk regret any inconvenience caused by the delay, but we blame it completely on supply chain issues, as you might expect. The thing is, at the So-So Question Desk, we take the Communications Act of 1960 very seriously. That's the law which prohibits tampering with, disabling, or destroying any Broyhill dining room sets, which are the most so-so of prizes. As everyone knows by now, the winner of So-So Question Month is selected at random by one of those machines they use for the Powerball lottery. But ours broke after an unfortunate accident. Please don't ask. It's very sensitive. So we were a little panicked this year. Not very panicked, but just kind of mildly panicked. Where could we get a reputable random number? It came to me suddenly while I was listening to the mix.
And I will try to answer as many as I can for bonus points. Here we go. Oh my God. Fuck. What is going on?
Where the chemistry is great, but the topics are only so-so. Daniel Brewer, in Florida and live on the air for the mix. I don't even think he knew what he was doing, but he selected a random number for me between 1 and 45. It didn't seem to faze him, and he didn't ask why I wanted it.
I don't know why.
So it seemed awfully fair.
fuck.
There were indeed 45 questions this year, and every single one was mediocre. Except one that was almost excellent, and I almost disallowed it because Moose P asked a genuinely good question. How do you keep all the opening clips organized? We learned that Big Fatty, through this question, we learned that he's a closeted archivist. Almost couldn't say that. We also learned that Big Fatty once had a dachshund doggy named the Jumping Sweet Baby, and I like that mental image of picturing Big Fatty walking the Jumping Sweet Baby. At this point, I would cue the drum roll sound effect. But, you know, supply chain issues, and y'all know what it sounds like, so. This, after all, is the culmination of So-So Question Month, a month late, and I can't do everything.
Busy, busy, busy.
The winner is da-da-da-da. Miss Bacon, for question number 36, where have you lived besides South Kakalaki? To the So-So Question Desk great surprise, Big Fatty didn't just live in Atlanta and Charleston, but also in Ormond Beach, Florida, 6 months north. 6 miles north of Daytona Beach, not far from Holly Hill, Florida. We at the So-So Question Desk wonder if Big Fatty has ever been to Holly Hill, Florida. That's where the East Coast version of guacamole was invented by a retired housewife from Long Island. And before we wrap things up, and hopefully I can get Miss Bacon's contact info from Big Fatty.
Hello.
The So-So Question Desk must caution Martin of the Shy Life podcast. He has asked the same So-So question at least 3 times now. Okay, that's about all. So-So Question Desk, in the spirit of procrastination, has not yet started this year's taxes. So, I gotta stop. So, how do you hang this thing up? Woodhaven.
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on Kathy?
I didn't hang up on Kathy Marshall. You know, Kathy Marshall sent that in, and she said she didn't have the sound effects or anything. So, y'all, I added all those things in, and as you heard, fucked it up. Yes, because it was a so-so presentation of the so-so, contest, and Miss Bacon, you won. So, Big Fatty, she's moving. You'll have to give her new address to Kathy Marshall. I will. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Easter weekend. Y'all head on over there to the BFO. It's my annual special episode artwork to prepare you for Easter weekend. And Holly and Casey, I did get your Easter card. I'll open it on the Monday little show. And oh, gal, what did you think of the BFO Lurker Week?
I don't get the concept.
Well, the concept is if people don't normally contact you, then they contact you during Lurker Week.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.